I've asked Brother Cyril to come and share the word, and I know you're going to hear the word of God this morning. And if you're here and you're not saved, if you're here and you have been saved but you're not serving the Lord like you should, I pray that the Holy Spirit will use the message to deal with your heart, and when the invocation's given, you'll come to the altar and get things right. Amen. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, brother. Well, good morning. How are you guys? Good, good. When he asked me a few weeks ago to preach today, I say, well, what I can preach? I mean, it's homecoming, you know, what else I can preach? But, the Lord put in my heart to preach about obedience. You say, well, what did God to do obedience with homecoming? Well, if you, Brother Fry from long time ago, if he wasn't obedient to God, this church don't be here. I mean, I don't say that he is God, Brother Fry, but I'm saying that if he don't obey God, he don't be here. You see what I'm saying? It's like Pastor say right now that if, you know, somebody tell him about come to Vegas and be a pastor here in this town, you say, what? Vegas? I mean, but, you know, he was obedient to God, and now this is why we still have him as a pastor. But, I mean, you know, it's so beautiful to preach the word of God that every time the pastor asks me, I say, why you don't ask me before? You know what I mean? Because really serious, I miss to preach. I used to be a pastor. I resigned as a pastor in Bakersfield. But, I mean, it's so good to be a pastor. So good to be a preacher. So good to be a teacher. So good to be a minister. So good to be involved in all the take place here in the church. And I say, what else I can bring? Somebody can be so obedient to God. And I say, what message I can bring? So I researched and I got one really good. There, Abraham, he told God to him to bring his son to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice. But what I want you that you guys know something right now we're going to read, but I like to be before tell you all this. That way you don't get surprised. What I'm telling you this is that the Word of God says that it came to pass, in the verse 1, it came to pass after these things that God, and I don't even give the chapter, right? Wow. Okay, chapter 22. The book of Genesis. I started reading and you guys say, what you? Okay. Let's get right. Okay, you guys got it? Okay, let's stand up and that way we can read all the verses and then I go to the point and then we're gonna eat. Oh, but, okay, you guys that come from, Wagon Wheel, you like your pastor?
Yeah, amen.
Yes? So you want to wait for him or we eat? Just tell me. Just tell me, guys. That way I can go long-winded or short-winded. It's except to you guys. But okay, let's leave it like that. Okay, there we go. Okay, so in chapter 2, verse 1 says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and saying to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. First of all, let me tell you something. Hear the word tempt. God don't tempt nobody. Okay, he proved, he tests you, but he don't tempt you. The one that tempts you, who is? Satan, but no God. So it's a cut right here, but we leave it to the ones that write all these things. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountain which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood and burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then, up to the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and the lad will go younger and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood and a burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire and his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake into Abraham his father, say, my father. And he said, here I am, son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but there is no lamb in for the burnt offering. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of Abraham, built an altar there and laid the wood in order of bound Isaac his son, and laid him bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched for his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called into him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up to the offering into the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to the Lord, it says to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. You may be seated. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I ask today that you ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. That way I can say the words that I need to say to your people. And Father, the most important thing, if it's anyone here, they don't know you as your personal Savior, that today, by your word, be the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and thank you for everything that you've given us. So, you see what happened right here? Abraham, God promised him that he's going to be the father of what? Many nations. How he can be a father of many nations if he's going to Mount Moriah and sacrifice Isaac? There's no way that if he sacrificed him, there's no way that he can have, first of all, how long it took him to have this baby? How long? 90 years, okay. Even you know the name of Isaac is laughter, because they laugh both Abraham and Sarah. Why they laugh? Because they are old. And how long do you think for God is something impossible? This is what I'm trying to give to you today. I hope you can get it. If you're obedient to God, He never leave you. He never leave you. He never forsake you. Okay? Now, this is the first of all. Second, He loves you so much that He gives His Son for you and I. Okay, the point that I want to make across, if you are obedient to God, you know what? God bless you tremendously. But see, we get all messed up in life. You and I. And I say I because I'm the first to tell you I'm messed up in life. Why? Because I'm a sinner. And I have this battle in me. All the time. And maybe you are here today and you have this confrontation right now. How do you think Abraham feel? When God told him, take your son, go to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice for me. How do you think that he feels? He feels, God, you crazy? God, you think you send me to go and sacrifice my son? But no, he never say nothing about it. What he did, he say, okay. He rose up. He prepared everything for the burnt offering and down he went. He take two young guys with him and told them, hey, just wait right here because me and my son, we're gonna come back. We're just gonna worship. And you know how important is worship? Because if you miss worship, I don't know, I miss a lot of Sundays, but when I miss a lot of Sundays, what happened? The devil, what do to you? He tempts you, and he get into you, and then you, little by little, you started what? Tell God one more, and you see him far, far away. Well, in this instance, God, he say, we're gonna go worship, and then we come back. You know, back then, they used to give, the offerings they give to God. It was, like everything, it was, have to be the first. Okay, like when, if you have a apple tree, the first apple, they come out of this apple tree, they used to give it to him. Same thing with animals, same thing with everything. The first of everything, it was the offering for God. Well, it was his son, the offering for God. But you know the good part about it, that God always provide. God promised since the beginning of this earth that we're going to have a Savior. Okay? And he fulfilled this promise? He already fulfilled it. I don't know why so many people up there get all crazy that we are so religious. We are not religious. We have a relationship with God. That's the big difference between them and us. We still sinners? Of course. We're going to be sinners till the day that we die. But we are obedient. If you are obedient, let me tell you, if you keep on reading right there on the verse, chapter 22, after these verses that we have read, that God says that he blessed Abraham. Why he bless him? What you guys think? I like, you know, when I used to pastor up there, I like the church to be more reacting with me. Why he got blessed? Okay, well, what about if he disobeyed? Okay, fathers, and we have many fathers here. What you do to your children when they disobey? Punish, right? Okay, but when they are obedient, praise them. Bless them, right? Okay, so children, not children, young guys. Okay, when you are obedient to God and to your father and mother, there are recompenses that you receive, correct? Okay, it's no better to receive recompenses or blessings than anything else? I don't know about you, but I like to be blessed. I mean, hey, can you tell? I like to be blessed. I don't care what they say, but I like to be blessed. I mean, you know, people now these days, they think that, oh no, well, it's too strict, church is too strict. Let me tell you something. It is strict because we have to be strict in the Word of God. But it's not strict that you can don't, anyone, I don't care who you are, anyone is welcome to this church. I don't care what you are. The long you recognize something, the most important thing is to be in God's house, because this is God's house. It's built by men, but it's God's house. Okay? So we recognize that, and I don't care who you are. You can more welcome to come to this church. Okay? Now, we are strict in the Word of God? Yes, because we preach what the Word of God says. I mean, if you don't like it to be truthful, well, and then go somebody else where they're lying to you. And this is why, let me tell you, this is why a lot of Baptist church, they go, the numbers they started going down. Why? Because it's only the Baptist is only the ones that preach the truth. And I don't say another ones, okay? Because I don't like to involve in these things, especially in preaching. But, I mean, it's the truth. So what people want? Lies? A lot of people is what they want. Let me tell you something. If you are here today and you die and you don't know Christ, let me tell you, it's the truth. You're going to hell. I'm sorry, but I can't put it more simple than that. Now, you obey and you repent. You come to Jesus Christ. And then what happened? Oh, my goodness, you be with me in heaven. And you know this is why it's so good to be in the Word of God. This is why it's so good to preach the Word of God, Brother John. Because it's nothing better. You know, the president have a good, you know, position, right? I mean, well, they have a good position, right? But, you know, they don't got nothing to do with us that we preach the Word of God, Brother. They don't got nothing to do to you and I that we go and preach the Word of God. I mean, I don't care who they are, but if you preach the Word of God, you are better than somebody else. You say, wait a minute, you better? I say, no, don't take me wrong. You are better because you are obedient and you the one that's going to receive the blessings. You know, a lot of people say, well, why you preach the word, or why you even testify about your Lord and Savior? Well, it's simple. Because if I don't testify about my Lord and Savior, and then I don't be obedient, I'm disobedient, so I like to bless him, so I have to be, what? Obedient. And I mean, in this instance, there, Abraham, he took his son. And then I want you to say that you guys see something really important. On verse 10, and there says, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay what? He was so obedient that he got his knife that he had, and he almost about to kill him. But, and then verse 11 says, and the angel of the Lord called into him out of what? Heaven. Okay. And then they says this way, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Don't you think that he was glad to hear the angel of the Lord? What do you think? Maybe he jumped. Because, can you imagine? He loved his son. But you know what? Abraham is, called to be the friend of God. How is your relationship with God? How is my relationship with God? Because see, sometimes they think, Brother John, a lot of the members of churches, they think, well, the pastor, he don't got no fault. This is why I always say, I. Why? Because I'm the same to you, brother. Same thing. Nothing changed. Only the change is that maybe you are more obedient than me. That's the difference. But nothing changed. You saved, I'm saved. We going to heaven, we going to heaven. God, He provided already a house in heaven. And let me tell you, He is a good house in heaven. According with the Bible says that when the beggar and the rich man both they went called to heaven. One went to heaven, one went to hell. And this says that the rich man says they send somebody to tell my family. It was too late because he was already in torment. But can you imagine why you think that record that on the Bible? That way you can see, that way you can understand that heaven is real and hell is real also. So what do you think that says that? For what reason you think that says? It's simple. Because in hell is torment. In heaven is beautiful. Which one you want? You want the ugly or the beautiful? Girls, which one, when you was almost about to get married, did you guys think about, you know, oh, I like this handsome man. You know? Huh? Or not? Yes or not? Okay. So you love your handsome man, right? So when he say, you know, I'm gonna, propose to her, you know, they propose. And you say, oh man, he's the right man. I mean, because I find somebody else, you know, better. But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm trying to get across? It's my point. What you want in life? You want the ugly or you want the beautiful? Which one you want? Exactly. So if we want the beautiful, what we need to do? Just obey. You know how simple the word it is, obey. You know, I have a grandson. The old man, he is handsful. But I always, you know, trying to, don't touch, don't do, don't, I'm running with him. But what I'm saying is, if he obeys, he knows. And let me tell you, you think we know the little guys don't understand? They do understand. They know exactly what's going on. But it's except to you and I to guide them to the place they need to be guided. Okay. You know why Isaac, he never say nothing about it. He only say, well, Dad, where is the lamb? That's all he say. He carried the wood all the way to the top. He only asked Abraham, well, Dad, I see that you got the fire. We got everything correct. You got the fire, you got the wood. We're going to build an altar up there. But we forgot something, no? Remember something. He never said nothing about it. He just asked his dad because he knows what exactly takes place on a burnt offering. Because remember, when Lot and Abraham move, remember something, and I hope you get this one. Lot, he built his house and then he built his altar. Abraham, he built his altar and then he built his house. Think about it a little bit. that I don't go too fast for anyone, right? Because listen something. He went what? He built, you need to build an altar first than anything and everything that you do every day. What I'm saying with that, you go to your own altar in the morning and pray. Why? Because God will help you. God will guide you. So, Isaac, he knows exactly what you know need to be done when they do the burnt sacrifice. But he don't ask that. I mean, he asks his dad, where is the ram? And brothers and sisters, God, he say that God, he love you so much that he give his only begotten son. For whosoever believe in him, know what? Shall know what? But what? Okay. So, what it takes for you and I to understand one thing. If we are obedient, we're going to have better things. But we are disobedient, what is going to happen? We don't have nothing. Okay? Now, God promised something. Even Abraham, because for what he was doing, he called a place Jehovah Jireh. That means is God provides. When is the last time that you or I, we don't have nothing to eat? I mean, God fulfilled what he say. Look what verse 13 says. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram cut in the thicket by his horns. You see what I see? God and Abraham passed by the thicket, and it wasn't nothing there. How that happened? Can somebody explain to me? God, brothers and sisters, God. And God, again, is only the one that can take you to heaven. He don't send you to hell. Let me tell you that right now. He don't send nobody to hell. Nobody to hell. He just sent his son. That way you can have better things. But humans, how bad we are. Because it's a choice. Thank you, brother. You choose whatever you want to choose. You can choose good or you can choose bad. Remember when you was young, because I see a lot of youngs, but most we are an age. Oh boy. I see when I used to play bad and good. Okay? Sometimes I'm in the bad team, and of course I have to do bad things, right? And when you are in the other place in the good teams, you have to catch the bad guys. Well, my brother is older than me. We are playing, and he catch me. But when he catch me, we fell from a second level. And let me tell you something. Bad and good. So I say, well, because I'm the bad, and he's the good. I mean, playing, sometimes they can take you to a wrong ways. What I'm saying with this is, please, don't play with God. Brother Pastor, last week he mentioned something really good. If you play with God, please, don't tell where you are worshiping. And you say, oh, back again? Well, because we have to be reminded. What do you think the scriptures are for? To remind us. You know, okay, another example. Moses. He took the tribe of Israel all away. How long it took them? 40 years, okay? And how long is, brother, from that place that he took them to the land of honey and... Okay, so how long it took them? 40, why? Exactly, brother, exactly is my point. That I'm trying to make my point clear. I hope if you are here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, just be obedient. Right now the Holy Spirit is calling you if you don't know Jesus. I guarantee you that because I passed through that. I mean, it was like brother says, I mean, it was hanging on the pew. Till finally one of my brothers in Downey, he told me, he went to my house and say, well, what you don't want to accept Jesus? He's doing something wrong to you? And I say, no, he don't. I believe in God. And I do believe in God at the time. But not really like I need to believe in God. Because people say they believe in God, but really not. Because I came from Catholicism, so you think that you know God, but you don't know God. Maybe you're coming from another denomination or whatever, and you don't know God. And so he explained to me, and I surrendered to God, and you know I accept God as my personal savior. But you know it's the thing that you know I can be disobedient right there, and boom, I'm going to hell. But now I know exactly where I'm going. And I hope today, just get this one. If you, everything that I say, you forget about it. But just get this one, please. God right now is dealing with you. And he's dealing because you know that you are a sinner. And you know for sure, you know that you are a sinner. God, he trying to wash away your sins. God is the Lamb that take away the sin of the man. As the Lamb that he was given there for this sacrifice, same thing with the Lord. He sent his Son to you and I. And now, what you do is accept to you. You accept it or you reject it. But I do believe that no human being wants to be in a place of torment. According to what the Bible says, is not a good place to be. I mean, I don't know how I can put it more clear. You ever get your hand in the fire? By accident. How you feel the next day? When I work in Mexico, I burn myself on my ankle. And steam, okay? One of the hoses went to my boot And boom, right there. And so that steam, it was, you know, it was bad. Well, it's heat. It's heat. You don't imagine. I can't sleep for days. Now, that it wasn't fire. That it was heat. So the fire is more than what it is. And you're still alive. You don't gonna be dead. So this is what I'm saying about my pain at the time. They did the skin graft. They take a skin from me and then put it there. Until that heals. And then it's when I'm okay. But not before that. But before that, I have to go through a lot of treatments that, let me tell you, they are not funny. They are painful. They scrub you till the blood come out. That way the skin graft, it will be good on you. Okay, let me tell you something. You think that when people going to hell, you think they are not suffering? You think that this is why God, He lives in the Word of God about the rich man. They say, send somebody to my family. Because he was in what? In torment. So I hope, really do, I hope that you be obedient to the Holy Spirit right now. I don't know your condition. Maybe you are away from church. I don't know. But if you are away from church, it's better to be in church than away from church. And I tell you from experience, it's not fun to be up there. You are miserable. But it's except to you and me. At the time, it was except to me. If I come back to church, or I stay out of church. But it's except to you. Decisions that we have to get in life. It's like the decision, the best decision that I ever have is when I proposed to my wife. Until today, I still the same. I don't say that everything is hunky-dory, okay? But what I'm saying is, there is better. Why? Because it's a decision that I make, me and her. Same thing with the Lord. It's a decision that you're going to make, what I say to my wife, because it's a close relationship. Same thing with the Lord. It's except to you if you want to make a good relationship with the Lord. It's except to you. So I leave it up to you. Now let me ask you the brothers from Wagon Wheel. You want me to keep on? No, I just kidding. But no, I like to laugh. Well, you know, because the Lord says there, be rejoice, right? Joy. Enjoy life, brothers and sisters. Life is short. Seriously, it's short. All of a sudden, I'm gone. And I'm gone, and let me tell you, sister, it's good. I've been leaving you here with all this. it's good. It's good. So enjoy life. And I hope you get what I'm trying to say to you. Be obedient. Yes, be obedient. Nothing else. And you know, God will give you blessings that you don't even understand. Amen. Seriously. You know, what a blessing is to have a children. But it's a blessing, but also it's a big, big responsibility. Thank you, brother. It's a big responsibility, yes or not? So, you are responsible, brother. You are responsible, brother. I'm sorry, but you're the one. Here, mom and dad, they don't got nothing to do with it. You are responsible. I mean, of course, I love my grandchildren. But they are their children. Now, my children, I love them to death. And they are my children. You see what I'm saying? Same thing, God. Brother Bill, he said a good thing this morning. He said, okay, how much you think he loves us? We think that we love our children, right? And we think that, oh my God, I love them. Can you imagine how much God loves you? And he loves you. Regardless what you do, regardless what you are, he loves you the same. And this is why I ask today, if you don't know Jesus, the Holy Spirit is working right now. If you don't know Jesus, let the Holy Spirit guide you. And when the invitation comes, please come forward. Remember, God provides the Lamb for you and I. And God is only the one that he can take away your sins. Because for your own merits, you cannot take your sins. Trying to do one, just one. You can't. You will fall again and fall again and fall again. But you know what? With God, even though you can fall, he can pick you up again. You see what I'm saying? But it's the beauty of God. That is the beauty of God. That even if you fall, he pick you up and take you by the hand and take you all the way on life. So the message is right there. You do with it whatever you want to do. I'm just asking you this. If you're dealing with God, be obedient to him. Get yourself out of the way and let the Holy Spirit guide you. And you know what? He will guide you, and it's better for you, the Holy Spirit guide you, than your own self. I leave it up to you. But the message is done. I hope you can understand one thing. To be obedient is better than anything. You know what? To conclude, God, he wants your obedience. He don't want your money. Because this is, the Word of God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So what do you think? It's better to be obedient. And God will provide whatever you need. But it's up to you. I leave it out with you. Well, thank you, Lord. This is your message. And thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity to be in your house. And Father, I just see if there's anyone here, Father, that they don't know you as your personal Savior, that too. With your Holy Spirit, Father, that you guide him, that way he can be saved through your word. And Father, also, if there's anyone here, they have problems in life, Father, they know you as your personal Savior, but we don't let go the things of this world. And Father, let the Holy Spirit guide that brother or sister. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful day. And thank you, Father, for the fellowship that we want to have here in a minute. And thank you, Father, for everything you do to us. In the name